With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Your boy Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of good vibes. You know, life throws curveballs faster than a rookie pitcher trying to make the majors. Stress? Check. Anxiety? Double check. Feeling like you're just navigating this crazy thing called existence one step at a time. Well, I'm right there with you. But here's the thing. We don't have to be controlled by our emotions. We can actually harness them, use them as fuel, and even turn those moments of chaos into something powerful. Today, we're diving into the often misunderstood but ultimately liberating power of vulnerability and emotional expression. Ever feel like you gotta put on a brave face all the time? Like bottling up your feelings is some badge of honor? Well, newsflash. It's not. Holding everything in tight just creates pressure, and eventually that pressure cooker explodes. We're talking about real, raw human emotions here, folks. The joy, the sadness, the anger, the fear, they're all part of what makes us human. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brandon, easier said than done, expressing my feelings can be scary. And you're absolutely right. It takes courage to let your guard down and show people your true self. But here's the catch. Suppressing your emotions doesn't make them disappear. They just fester beneath the surface, like a grumpy troll waiting to unleash havoc. So how do we navigate this emotional minefield? How do we find that balance between being authentically ourselves and not letting our feelings run the show? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of vulnerability and emotional expression. 1. Embrace imperfection. This one is huge, folks. Stop trying to be perfect all the time. We're human, not robots. It's okay to make mistakes, to feel vulnerable, to say I don't know. In fact, embracing those imperfections makes you more relatable and authentic. Think about it. Who wants to hang out with someone who's always putting on a show? We connect with realness, with people who are comfortable in their own skin. 2. Start small. You don't have to jump first into sharing your deepest secrets with the world. Start small. Talk about how you're feeling with a trusted friend or family member. Journaling can also be a powerful tool for processing emotions and getting them out of your head. Remember, every little step counts. 3. Listen actively. When someone is opening up to you, truly listen. Give them your full attention, make eye contact, and ask thoughtful questions. Sometimes people just need to be heard. Active listening not only helps the other person feel understood, but it also strengthens your connection with them. 4. Choose your words carefully. This one's about being mindful of how you express yourself. Instead of saying things like I'm fine when you're actually feeling overwhelmed, try something more honest like I'm feeling a little stressed right now. Being specific about your emotions helps others understand what you're going through and can open the door for more meaningful conversations. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial, folks. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has bad days, everyone makes mistakes. Don't beat yourself up when you slip up or struggle with expressing your emotions. Remember that vulnerability takes courage and it's a journey, not a destination. Think about the last time you were going through something tough. Maybe you had a disagreement with a loved one, received some disappointing news, or just felt overwhelmed by everything going on in your life. How did you handle it? Did you bottle up your feelings, try to pretend everything was okay, or did you allow yourself to feel what you were feeling? You know those moments when you're trying to be strong for everyone else, but inside you're crumbling. Like you're carrying this weight on your shoulders that's slowly crushing you. You smile, you nod, you say all the right things, but deep down, you're just exhausted. I've been there. It's a trap we often fall into. But the truth is, trying to hide our emotions only prolongs the pain. Let's break this cycle, people. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to be authentic, to show up as your true self, even when it feels scary. So, how can you put these takeaways into action? Start small. Share a feeling with someone you trust. Journal about your experiences. Remember, every step towards emotional expression is a victory. Remember, folks, life's too short to hide behind a mask. Be kind to yourself, be open with others, and embrace the power of vulnerability. Your authentic self deserves to shine. That's what Calm Over Chaos is all about, finding peace in the midst of the chaos, and that includes embracing our full range of emotions. Until next time, keep calm, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.